Here's a thought I'll title, When It's Different. This has to do a little bit with semantics and how we understand things. And basically, the idea is that words point to things or actions. Words are symbols, in other words. And that becomes a bit of a problem, because when we use words, we need to be aware how people are going to associate those words with the things that they perceive the words to be symbols for. For example, we've hesitated for years to call Lenswork a magazine. Although, you know, Lenswork magazine kind of rolls off the tongue, the problem is when I say the word magazine, a certain thing comes to mind. 8.5 by 11, roughly, that's printed on flimsy paper, that's sold in the newsstand, that's a monthly thing that's disposable. None of that describes Lenswork at all. We've struggled with this from the beginning of Lenswork. We've never quite known what to call it. To call it a Lenswork periodical says something about its distribution frequency rather than about what it is. So, without having come up with a better term, we just refer to it as Lenswork and let people learn what Lenswork is. The same thing happens in our creative photography. We can sometimes use words that send people way down the wrong path, because what they associate with that word is completely different than what we intended. This is why I think the study of language and symbols is a big deal in fine art photography. It's a big deal in all arts, because whether we intend it or not, we are not showing people the real world. We are showing them a symbol, a symbolic representation, two-dimensional. Perhaps monochromatic. That's not the real world. And if we're not showing them the real world, then we are automatically involved in the world of symbols, which means we're automatically involved in the way people interpret symbols, which means we need to think very carefully about it every time we produce a piece of work. We don't know exactly how people will interpret it. But the more you understand how people tend to think about words and define words and picture words in their mind's eye, the more it'll help you control what it is that you're saying and maybe increase the odds that you communicate effectively.